USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI and ATF are searching properties in suburban Nashville connected to a person of interest in their investigation into Friday's explosion in downtown Nashville. Authorities are searching the properties in Antioch, Tennessee, connected with that person of interest, but agents say they're not prepared to name a suspect yet. Investigators are digging into questions of a motive for the blast, trying to figure out why someone would blow up an RV after warning people to stay back, as well as why they chose the location of downtown Nashville to explode a bomb. U.S. Attorney Don Cochran says investigators are working to gather as much evidence at the blast site as they can.
A giant jigsaw puzzle created by a bomb that throws pieces of evidence across multiple city blocks. And they've got to gather it, they've got to catalog it, they've got to put it back together and try to find out what the picture of that puzzle looks like.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A British double agent whose life story was told in books, movies, and a play has died. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
Russian officials announcing today that former British spy George Blake has died at the age of 98. Blake spied for the Soviets while working in Great Britain's SIS, the Secret Intelligence Service. His life changed forever in 1950 when he was kidnapped by North Korea. He explained in a documentary why he decided to work for the Soviets.
When I saw these enormous American flying fortresses flying low over what seemed to be defenseless Korean villages, I felt a feeling of shame. I felt very acutely that I was on the wrong side and that I should do something about it.
Blake admitted to being a double agent when he was arrested by the British in 1961. He served 5 years in prison before escaping to East Berlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Retailers saw a small increase in holiday spending this year, but industry insiders say that next year will definitely be something to look forward to. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
U.S. retail sales rose just over 2% between November 1st and Christmas Eve. Many Americans ditched shopping at stores for digital outlets. And pandemic buying trends favored household goods and food over apparel continued. That's according to early sales data from firms that track shopper spending. Now, as far as celebrating the holidays, it looked a lot different this year than it has in years past due to the pandemic. But Dr. William Hazeltine tells MSNBC there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Next year is going to come in like a lion, but if it doesn't go out like a lamb, it's going to go out like a ram. We have vaccines on the way for many companies, and they will be more available. We have new drugs that are on their way and will help ease the burden, not only of the virus, but the consequences of the virus.
And the Cleveland Browns will be without their top four wide receivers when they take the field Sunday against the New York Jets. Jarvis Landry, Rashard Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Kadarius Hodge were all placed on the reserve COVID-19 list just before boarding a plane on Saturday. The team's flight to New Jersey was delayed for several hours while contact tracing was performed. The Browns will rely on Marvin Hall, the only active receiver on the roster, and two call-ups from the practice squad come Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.